It's time now to pick up our children's offering for our Trout Reach. I know recently we just had a board meeting and saw the financials, and we have provided the teachers with gift cards again so that they can get a little something for their classroom as needed. And not only was Margaret doing the children's offertory, she's going to tell the children's story today.
Once upon a time, we took a family vacation, and we flew from Port Arthur, Texas, to Dallas, and then we went on to Seattle. And the Carpenters are they know where Seattle Airport is, and we rented a car there, and we drove on from there to Portland, Oregon, and went over to Crater Lake. You're very, very aware where Crater Lake is. It is just beautiful there. And we were there in June. It started snowing, and people were there in flip-flops and shorts, and it was snowing outside. But anyway, we headed west, and we went down Highway 1, and along the way, I found something on the ground. This is really small. It's only about 3/4 of an inch high. This is a pine cone. The title of my story is The Little Pine Cone. So I found this little bitty teeny pine cone when we were traveling. I picked it up off the ground. And you're not going to believe what this little pine cone is going to grow into. It's going to grow into a giant redwood. And that's my son standing next to that tree. They are huge. You just can't imagine how huge these things are. They're huge. And according to the National Park Service, a redwood may grow to a height of 367 feet. That's as tall as a 35-story building. And I don't think we have anything in Lufkin that's that tall. We might have a cell phone tower, maybe you could compare it to, but that's as close as it's going to be here. And they have a width of about 22 feet at the base. And if you start there, you're going to go over about... Right along in here is about 22 feet, and that's how wide the trunk of this tree is. The little pine cone starts with a little seed that blows out of this little pine cone and ends up on the ground. And they say that the seed, there's no seeds left in here because they've all fallen out, but they say it's about the size of a tomato plant seed. And you gardeners out there, I had to put this in tape, it's so teeny weeny, but there is a little speck in the middle of that tape. I don't know if you can see it that far, but it is a teeny weeny speck. And that's what grows these huge trees. They're just huge. And back to the seed, you'll remember the scripture, Matthew 17:20. The Bible says, truly, I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed or a redwood tree, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and I will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. So you only have to start out with faith that big. It is teeny. You just need a little speck. But as big and as tall as these trees are, the love of God surpasses all of this. And I'm going to leave you with some scripture from Ephesians 3, 17 through 19. And it says, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may you be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and the length and the depth and the height, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Amen.